Good morning. Good morning. It is so good to see all of you. Wait a minute. I was pretty weak. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's much better. There we go. So it's so good to see all of you and that are here today. And thank you, Carla, for, wow, what a beautiful rendition of Great is Thy Faithfulness. And I could have kept listening to that for a little while. But we are so glad that you're here today on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost. And we want to welcome you. A question that we're going to be wrestling a little bit with. And God has an answer for us there, found in one of our Psalms today. Is His life beating you down? Is life beating you down? And we'll look at that a little bit, but as we join together, let's stand and celebrate by singing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. All creation gives thanks to the Lord. The Lord is near to all who call upon God. Let us worship God who is faithful in all things. Well, let's do that this morning by turning in our hymn books, if you would like. Hymn number 58, Rejoice the Lord is King. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing all four verses. Rejoice the Lord is King. Give thanks and sing and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart. Join together for our opening prayer this morning. Generous God, we gather with grateful hearts, seeking another taste of your love for us. By the power of your Spirit, move in our worship. Open us to the new possibilities you create for us in Christ, who is bread for our journeys. Amen. And you may be seated. And then we're going to sing our next hymn there, hymn number 406. O Master, let me walk with thee. Also on the PowerPoint there, all four verses. O Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service. Tell me thy secret, help me bear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Help me the slow of heart to move by some clear winning word of love. Teach me just have one this morning. If our kids want to come on down, come on. Oh, well, you can come on down too. I know sometimes as they get older, they decide they don't want to come up anymore. So I'm glad you did. So you weren't all by yourself today. So can you get up? Can you get up? You need some help? Oh, let me help you out there. Can you get up higher? Let me help you get up higher. Higher. Wait a minute, don't fall! Don't fall over! Oh, wait a minute, I gotcha! Hold on, stand up there! There you go, now you'll be strong and make it. Can you go now? You can't go? Do I gotta keep holding on to you? Okay, I'll hold on to you. He's like, I'm good with that. Now, I wasn't trying to embarrass you, I was trying to make a point. And that is what it says right up there. It's talking about God, it says, you lift up those who are falling. You are falling for a minute. And sometimes when we go through life, we feel like we're going to fall over sometimes because all these things are kind of weighing on us. You've got to get this done. You've got to do that. You've got to get good grades. You've got to be really good at this sport. You've got to do. We can keep going on. And as adults, there's a whole lot more that fall on our shoulders that we're responsible for. But it reminds us, Psalmist tells us that God is there for for us, and that God is great. And God is so great that God helps us when we feel like we're falling. And even if or when we fall, God will raise up those who are oppressed, which means kind of heavy, you know, push down. You know, somebody pushes you down and laughs. You know, sometimes at school, you know, if you've ever had that. Now, granted, you got friends, especially as you get older, you got friends and they laugh at you and you laugh with them. But then there's some of those that are just mean. And they push you down and they laugh at you because they want to keep you down. But the thing is we always gotta get back up, no matter what's happening in life. We get back up and we keep going. And remember, God is with us. And he gives us that strength to keep going. Okay, I think you guys are staying up here today because Miss Rita is on, and I don't think there's anybody else to watch you this morning. So you guys will just, you can just go back to your seats. There's coloring sheets, I think. If somebody wants to get them for you, if you want or not, you can join in with the rest of the service, but just wanted to let you know about that. Well, as we go to our time of prayer, maybe you have a joy or concern this morning. Joy or concern, and we want to let you have a chance to share those. So somebody this morning, yes.
Canfield, family, loss of father.
Canfield, is that? Okay, make sure I'm saying it right. Yeah, we want to remember that family then with that loss of that loved one there. Yes, never easy. Yes. Yay! That is an answer to one of the prayer requests on our monthly prayer calendar that we've been praying for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, 6 months now. It's been longer, but it's been about that long, though, on the prayer monthly calendar. So, wonderful. That is such good news. Somebody else? Yes. Did you say Nancy?
Nancy.
Okay. So we want to lift up Nancy this morning. And somebody else. Yes.
Esther.
Yes, yes. We want to continue remembering Esther. And as she is recovering. And did she end up moving? Did they have to move her?
She went Friday.
Okay, I was wondering about that. So, okay. I had heard some news on that, but I hadn't got that confirmed, so.
They wouldn't take her insurance.
Yeah. Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken this morning. Linda, I know, get with me after the service if you can let me know where she's at and everything. So, somebody else. Yes.
Drug
Okay. I got Ellie, Ethan, fires in California, Gregory. Who did you say had broken and is in a
rehab?
Mary Jo? Okay. Mary Jo. Okay. All right. So there's several there, and we want to lift up all of them in prayer too. Somebody else? Yes. Uh-oh. Well, are you one of those that doesn't like the dentist, Don? I know there are some people that are deathly afraid to go to the dentist, so, but we don't know what's all going to happen, but we can pray for Don. I understand that. I think I had people pray for me when I had to have a root canal. Yeah, that was not fun. Somebody else? Yes. Yes, Jody was saying something to me about Jackson. And yeah, so we want to remember Jackson in our prayer. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, from Tip City Schools. Yeah, yeah. I thought I saw another hand. Yep.
I have a joy. Yesterday, the campground, we had Christmas in July. And I was to visit Santa Claus. And I don't laugh, Carla.
That's a great thing. Yeah. That's amazing how much that has really taken off when that started out as a thing for, wasn't it like clothing or sales in the summer, you know, Christmas in July, and now it's turned into all kinds of stuff now and celebration. So, somebody else. Yes. We want to remember Donnie. Was it regarding that infection in his finger? Yeah. And
back.
And what?
Scout.
Ah, okay. Yeah, definitely want to keep Donnie in our prayers this morning. Anybody else?
I have a request. At Brad's 6-month checkup a couple weeks ago, they found 3 spots that are cancerous, the bad kind. And the first one would take him off on Tuesday, but they're going to take one off like in September, one in October, so they don't want to do them all 3 at once. So Tuesday's our first appointment to get those, that one taken off.
Okay. Yep, and I know we've had others that's had spots off of ears and head and other places, and yeah, and thank God they were able to get those and get those taken care of. So we want to remember Brad as he's going to have those procedures coming up. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes.
My cousin's wife, Susie, she has been in the hospital for 2 weeks now. She was found unresponsive. She's been medically induced coma, and she has been awake and in a chair recently, but has a very, very long way to go on top of a whole history of health issues for the last year or so.
Yeah, and appreciate your prayers for Susie and also for Jody and her siblings with her mom. I know some of you on the prayer chain had gotten the message that we think she's had a stroke or a mild stroke or something that it's affecting her. She can't walk anymore, stand up. She has no strength there, and her communication has been affected somewhat by it. Just a lot going on there. She hasn't been eating as much lately, and So we just appreciate your prayers. Her name is Carol, but also for the family and everything, we appreciate that. She's, what, going to be 88 in November, right? Yeah, so. But we appreciate that. Anybody else then? Yes. Yes, yes, yeah, and they posted pictures. Smoke and Mary Sue got to see their new great granddaughter, and yeah, and so that was kind of a wonderful thing there and a blessing there. So, so lots of needs there to lift up, and appreciate your prayers. Also, you see that name there, Crystal Myers. She, Jody, was letting me know about her. It's the principal at Forrest's wife who, what, a month or two ago was out jogging one morning and got hit. And yes, multiple surgeries, just recovery, a long, long recovery. And she's probably, what, in her 30s or 40s probably? Late 30s, early 40s probably? Yeah, so definitely, Crystal Ayers, definitely keep her in your prayers there today. Appreciate that. Well, lots of them, and as she goes to play here, I'll give you a chance to maybe lift up some of these names that jumped out at you, and then I'll come and close us out. We are so grateful today for your faithfulness. And God, that you love us with an unfailing love, and that your grace extends out into situations and people's lives that sometimes we don't even know about it. Lord, we can be struggling, we can be hurting, we can be complaining, we can be lamenting and voicing our frustration and pain and anger and everything else. But you remain faithful in your love and your grace. And that many times when we are at our wits' end, we discover that you are the one that is holding us through it all. Lord, there's many that have been mentioned today. And they need your upholding hand today, your upholding arm today in their lives. So many facing so much. And Lord, we want to lift them up to you today. We lift up Nancy to you today, God, that you'll minister. And Esther today, as she's recovering, and your healing grace there. And for Ellie today, and Ethan, Lord, that's been diagnosed with Crohn's, God. Lord, for Mary Jo, Lord, as she's recovering from these broken bones, God, and for Gregory today, and Lord, for Don as he goes in to the dentist this week, God, that you'll be with him there and guide, and for Jackson, Lord, that just needs your touch today in such a special way. And we think of Brad, who's going to be going in for these series of procedures to remove spots, God, that you'll be with them and that they'll be able to get everything that they need to get. We also lift up Susie to you, God, today, who just needs a real miracle in her life and your touch on her. And for Carol today and the family, Lord, for Jody, Jill, and Brent, God, that you'll just be with them today. And for your grace and your strength also, Lord. Lord, we pray for Donnie with his infection and gout. God, we ask for your healing touch and your hand to be there. We lift up Crystal to you, God, who's just trying to recover through everything that just has been so devastating. And Lord, we ask for your grace and your strength and your hand of mercy and healing touch there today. And Lord, we lift up the Camfield family with the loss of the loved one, Lord, for your comfort, for your peace, for your grace today. Lord, we lift up this unspoken need that was mentioned, God, that you would minister there today. Maybe there's others, Lord, that are here today. Maybe they couldn't share, but God, you know the needs there in our lives. And we ask that you would minister as only you can do. And Lord, we think about those on our monthly list, many of them that we've been praying for so long, God, that you will continue to bring your healing touch, your healing grace, your strength with faith and peace, Lord, to so many of them. And we think about the three or four new ones that have been added this month, God, that you would touch each of them with your presence and that you would minister as you can, Lord. And we're so grateful and thankful. And Lord, encourage hearts. Encourage hearts, I pray today. And Lord, we just commit the rest of this service to you as we break the bread of your word. May you encourage us. Lift us up and let us know that your unfailing grace and hand and faithfulness and greatness upholds us every day in our lives as you go with us. And we're grateful and thankful for all of these things as we ask him in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For joining with us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we just want to thank you for your faithfulness, however that is that you give, whether you give each week or every other week or monthly. We just thank you for your faithfulness. And we know that those funds are used to be a blessing and make a difference and continue the work of the ministry of the church here. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. God of love, we offer our gifts to you. Bless and multiply them in your love. Surprise us with your power, working in us and through us to accomplish your loving and peaceful ways in Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from our lectionary psalm today, Psalm 145, and we're going to be reading a few more verses than what is allotted in the lectionary today to kind of set a little bit of the background and give some further insight into what the psalmist is talking about. So we're going to be reading Psalm 145, verses 3 through 18. Great are you, or great you are, Lord, and greatly to be praised. Your greatness is unfathomable. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your mighty deeds. They'll speak of the splendor of your glorious majesty, and I will meditate on your wondrous acts. They'll discourse of the power of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They'll celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness, and I will joyfully sing of your justice. Lord, you are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. Yahweh, you are good to all and compassionate towards all your creatures. All your creatures will praise you, Yahweh, and your holy people will bless you. They will tell of the glory of your reign and speak of your strength. You make known to all humankind your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your reign. Your reign is a reign for all ages, and your dominion endures from generation to generation. You lift up those who are falling and raise up those who are oppressed. The eyes of all look to you in hope, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Yahweh, you are just in all your ways and loving towards all that you have created. You are near to all who call upon you, and all who call upon you in truth. You fulfill the desires of those who revere you. You hear their cry and save them. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I decided I was going to look up some jokes in regards to the Olympics. And let's just say that many of them were corny. And maybe along the dad line jokes there this morning. But I'll share some with you, and I like some of them. Why is it so hot in a stadium after the Olympic Games are over? Because all the fans have left. How do fireflies start a race? On your mark, get set, glow. Did you hear about the weightlifter who was always tired? He just needed a lift. And I don't know, or I don't always tell jokes about weightlifting, but when I do, they're usually pretty buff. I'll leave it at that. That's about half of them. Shared a few of them with you. I appreciate that I'm able to stop in time before it drives you crazy. Yes. I want to talk to you about upheld by God. So let's ask that question that was up there earlier. Is life beating you down? Is something specific weighing you down or bringing you low, robbing you of your joy, hope, and sense of wonder? In most cases, I think we all know that we can't sweep our burdens under the rug. Now, we might try to forget about them for a while, but they have this way of just hanging around, don't they? Lingering. So no matter what we are facing today and what burdens we might be carrying, the psalmist reminds us of God's greatness and goodness that were displayed in wondrous deeds and mighty acts that the psalmist talks about there. But I want to draw your attention to one of God's wondrous deeds that was highlighted in verse 14. The Lord upholds the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. That's the New Living Translation, which was different from the one that I shared. But let me read that again. The Lord upholds the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. Wow, what a statement. Think about that, what is being said there for a moment. Almighty God, who reigns over everything, whose greatness is unfathomable and undescribable, supports those who are falling, lifts up those who have either already fallen or are so burdened over that they're bent over. And as I thought about that this week, I was thinking about when I read through the psalm two things, and I want to kind of emphasize those to talk a little bit about being upheld by God. So first of all, God sustains us. God sustains us. The psalmist seems to imply over and over again that God's goodness upholds us when we are collapsing under the weight of our burdens. Have you ever felt like you were carrying certain burdens and you didn't know if you could go on? And when life knocks us down, I want you to see that God supports or strengthens us in various ways, either through provision, which the psalmist talks about in there, or protection, which the psalmist highlighted, or just by being there. Almost as if God is saying, I've got your back. Some of you that are, a few of you here today, I had in school. And some of you were in sports. And one of the things when you were participating in sports, whether you were a girl or guy, you would often hear, or I often heard, one of them or many of them that said to others, "I've got your back. You're not alone. You know, you're going to make it through," or whatever it was. Whether they were running, whether they were shooting free throws in a last minute situation that could win or lose the game, or whatever you might want to say. And it's almost as if the psalmist is letting us know that God is just there and has got our back, even when we do not fully realize it. And here's this aspect of why faith is so important, because we have to trust that God is there, even though it may not feel like God is there, or it may not seem like God is there, or things only seem to be getting worse instead of better. And the psalmist seems to indicate that this is part of God's goodness to us when he praises. You may not know God is sustaining you, But I want to remind you this morning that God is close. Listen to this. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Have you ever felt like your spirit was crushed and you couldn't go on? Or listen to this one. Psalm 3:3 says, "Lord, you, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts up my head." God's goodness upholds us. Next part of that I want you to see there is God carries us when our burdens bring us low. Even if we fall, God lifts us back up again. You know, when I was working on this week, I don't know why, it just came in. You know, and I've preached on these kind of things many times, but for some reason, when I was working on this week, it just struck me how human beings survive and get through terrible things that can happen in their lives. Terrible pain, disappointment, so many different things. And just think about some of the overwhelming burdens that maybe you have faced or carried in your life, and you're here, and you're still going, and you still have faith. Because God picks us up when the burdens of life have bent us over. You know, it's interesting that the gospel writers, and I don't know which one, I think it's Luke for sure, and it may have been a couple others, that tell a specific story about where Jesus healed a woman who had been bent over and called her a child of Abraham. And somehow we make it through even though we may not always know how. And all the different ways in which we might fall in this world, look to the God who sustains us. Second thing that kind of jumped out at me is that God is ready. Now, I could have said this in several different ways, but this just seemed to be what was laid upon my heart, and God is ready. And two aspects of this I want you to see, and that is God is more than capable of helping us. When we read the beginning, and this is really why I wanted to read sections of the beginning of the psalm, because in the lectionary, I think it started in verse 10 or 11, and then moved down through verse 18. When we read through Psalm 45 from the beginning, the psalmist sings of God's greatness that is beyond all comprehension. And I think the idea there of by praising God's greatness is reminding us that no matter how difficult or what we may be facing or how big the burden may seem, God is greater than our burden. God is bigger than whatever we're facing. And that God is powerful enough to raise us up even when we're beaten down by the burdens of life. And this is part of God's wondrous works and mighty acts that the psalmist talks about. Not only that God is more than capable, but that God is willing. It's one thing to know that God is great. It's another thing to know that God will help us. And I think the psalmist seems to indicate that God is willing to help us. Now, you may be asking, how do we know God is willing? Well, there's some verses in the middle of that psalm that says this: "The Lord is merciful and compassionate, very patient and full of faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone and everything. God's compassion extends to all creation." We are part of God's creation. We are part of God's handiwork. We are part of that faithful love, compassion, mercy, all of those things. And God is willing and able to sustain us and provide for us and be near to those who call on God. That's who God is. God is ready. So what burdens are you carrying today? Have you asked God for help carrying those burdens? What's one thing that you can do today to rely on God's strength rather than your own? I think we're all familiar. I don't have it in front of me and I didn't print it out. But I think we're all familiar with that poem that sometimes gets read at funerals or other situations like that. That's called Footprints in the Sand. And it's the story about, oh God, you know, you've always been with me and I'm so glad that you walked through me in life. And you know, I had this dream and I felt like I was all alone because I always saw your footprints with me. And then one day I noticed there was just one set of footprints. And when life got tough and difficult, I wondered if you had left me alone. You can tell I'm improvising here a little bit because I'm not reading it. But then when this person asked God, what was going on? Where were you? And God said, when you saw the one set of footprints, it was not that I had left you. It was I was carrying you during that time. And it reminds us that God is with us and upholds us through it all. The way to hand off our heavy burdens is just to humbly admit, God, I'm in over my head. Have you ever prayed that before? Or talked to God? I know I have. God, this is way beyond me. I need your help. And we can trust that God is good and faithful and will come to our aid. However that is. Sometimes, this isn't in my notes, sometimes we want God to move the obstacles or we want God to get us out of the situation. But more often than not, God walks with us, upholding us through it. Upheld by God. Amen. Amen. Well, why don't you go ahead and shake a few hands there this morning and greet one another, and then we will close out there with our chorus, Our God Reigns. Sundays, nobody goes around and talks and shakes, but it was like we couldn't get you to stop this morning. Now, don't take me wrong. That's a good thing. 209, if you want to sing it, we're going to sing the first and fifth verse, and then we'll sing the refrain a couple times there.
How lovely are the mountains, are the feet of him who brings good news. Good news announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns.
Join together for our benediction. Go in peace with Christ as our companion. May the peace of Christ attend us, the power of the Spirit strengthen us, and the grace of God sustain us this day and forevermore. Amen.